This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You might have heard in the last day or so that former city treasurer Elijah French is a bit concerned because when he left the job, he perhaps might have been under the assumption that the city was going to be quick in replacing him. It's been a long time, and they have not. And he has written the city council within the last 24 hours to express, perhaps you might say, his displeasure with that. So we're going to get some perspective from Elijah himself. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate it.
First of all, you didn't have the treasurer's post for very long. Another opportunity had come your way, so you decided to take it. And how long ago was all that when that happened?
So I was elected in April of 2017. I took office in May of 2017, and I left in August of 2017.
That's a year and a half to 2 years ago now. That's, frankly, that should be concerning.
1 year, 7 months.
So you wrote the council on this matter here on Wednesday. Kind of explain what you said to them in the letter that you wrote.
Basically, it was when I ran for treasurer, I was very public and outspoken about eliminating that office. And I think at the end of the day, you know, theoretically, I would still like to do that. But I think now, because we've went a year and a half over that, without a treasurer being placed in, and there are certain laws, including all of the ordinances in regards to the treasurer's office, which echo laws with the state of Illinois that are not being fulfilled and haven't been fulfilled adequately. I think that raises a question of, you know, giving less accountability through the elimination of that office, less accountability to the managerial side of the administration, and additionally, giving them more power. If you're not fulfilling the laws or the rules that are set forward, that starts, especially when you're dealing with taxpayer money, that begins to move into a direction that's scary.
So if you campaigned on the promise that you supported the treasurer's office being eliminated, you're now calling on the city to fulfill those duties and that obligation to have a treasurer. It almost seems to me like the city is maybe, I don't know, just kind of hoping the problem kind of gets rid of itself, maybe? What's your perspective on that?
Well, that's exactly the kind of way it was said to me by Mayor Pritchard. It was kind of expressed. But the problem is this, Will. Regardless of how you feel about the office, right, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, as long as the treasurer's position is still part of the Galesburg City government, it's still part of the ordinances, you have to fulfill it. You can't just say, oh, well, we're just not going to replace anyone. You can't do that. You are literally violating law doing that, like we are right now. You have to abide by the law, and then you have to make the efforts and the motions in order to remove the ordinances and remove the position that are prescribed by law.
And as far as you know, none of that's been done?
None of it has been done.
I think you answered this already, but I'll ask you again just to clarify. If some reason Mayor Pritchard called you up right now and said, hey, do you want to take back your office, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't. And the reason being is because of my work schedule and different things, I just wouldn't be able to do the duties, because I believe, whereas I was very hands-off and I allowed the financial department to do a lot more, finance department, I would not be that way going forward.
Aside from the office not being filled itself, and that alone being essentially against the law, is that the only way, as you see it, that the law is being violated? And I say that because I see in your letter here some things about reports that the treasurer is supposed to produce and that sort of thing.
That is actually detailed within the ordinances that govern the treasurer. The two reports that I specify there in the letter is the Illinois Code in regards to them. They're echoed in the ordinances. The first being is that the treasurer's report has to be done every single year and submitted. That's a report of expenditures for the city, salaries, etc. That has to be published in the paper. It was published in the paper this year. However, it was signed and delivered by the finance director. The finance director does not have legal authority to do that. It has to be done by the treasurer. That's what the statute reads. And because Galesburg has a treasurer position, the treasurer has to do it.
In the letter you sent to the council, among other things, and I bring this up because of some other issues that have come up recently, you say, I'll read directly here, on many occasions I spoke with the city manager about the city's need to put this on the ballot in 2018, meaning the need to have the city and its residents vote on whether the treasurer's office should be done away. You say, quote, at this point, they had a full year to do so. He would always beat around the bush about it or just stay quiet. Like so many things with our city, the city manager chooses to try and keep things quiet instead of dealing with the issues before him. We should say there have been some issues regarding the human resources situation, the alderwoman that has brought that to bear to the city, Alderwoman Bastion, refuses to be interviewed by WGIL, but nonetheless, the problems that she talks about, it kind of sounds like a little bit of what you're saying here.
I think there's a general disposition with the city manager specifically. I'll take that back. With my interactions with others, it would be with the city administration, the executives, certain ones. But there's an
so you're saying this isn't just the city manager.
No. There is an overarching culture that says that it is when there's an issue or something that needs to be looked at, it needs to be taken seriously, that the best response is to not have any type of media thing about it, to kind of shove it under a rug and hope it goes away. And that's kind of how they play it. They just hope that things just disappear. I would say, for instance, I'll give you an example of someone who is not the city manager. And I like this. I like Gloria. But Gloria, you know, all this could have been rectified because in the ordinances for the treasurer, there is a thing that says that I had to designate a deputy treasurer. I tried a couple people. They didn't want to do it. Because it was a nothing job. It no longer really existed. There was no longer pay for it. They didn't even have an office anymore. That got taken away from them by finance department. But I literally asked Gloria to just assume the title of deputy treasurer as finance director. If she would have done that, then by all extents and purposes, she would be able to fulfill the duties of the treasurer, even if there wasn't a treasurer there. It would have taken care of all this. But there's a hesitancy there because you're dealing with city council, you're dealing with all of the things. And so instead of confronting it or dealing with it, especially when we had already started discussions about me leaving, there's this idea that it's easier just to kind of not deal with it and just hope it goes away and hope nobody looks. Instance, what I refer to in the letter, and you kind of brought up that, you know, the treasurer's position will just fade away. That's not how it works.
So what specifically are you asking the city to do? Just to appoint a treasurer or start the process of eliminating that office or both? What is the end solution here?
I think at this point, the first solution that has to be done is there needs to be a treasurer who's appointed. And that treasurer needs to assume the full duties of the office, meaning they are the ones doing the deposit, not the finance department. They are the ones keeping receipts. They are keeping tabs on what is happening as accorded to the ordinances. The second thing I would say is, whereas I was for eliminating the office, I've kind of done a 180. I think that office needs to remain. I think it needs to be expanded. And it really needs a full-time person there that's overseeing all the collection of money.
Why is that? I mean, don't we have a city finance department that's perfectly capable of doing that anyway?
Yes and no. So idealistically, yes. I mean, theoretically, you could barrack it up. But I think what this has shown with a year and a half, while Mayor Pritchard is the one who appoints, he's the one who has the power to do that. You know, at any time, you know, Todd, if I was city manager, as I said in other places, if I was city manager, I would be on the mayor every single day to get a new treasurer so that we weren't violating law. We weren't violating ordinance. if finance director, same thing. They're over the finances and the financial integrity of our city right now. They're the only person there. It would be every single day in Todd's office saying, get the mayor to appoint a treasurer.
Kind of going back in time here, you've had a relationship with the mayor, albeit mostly in a political fashion. So why not just talk to him about this, or have you tried?
I've tried multiple occasions.
And the result?
Was the quote that I give in the letter, which is I directly asked him some months after. It was about 6 to 8 months. Looked at him and said, hey, where are we at with appointing someone? And his response was, well, they, meaning city administration in the context, would like it just to see it fade away.
Last question, since out of time anyway, but if you don't want the office again and, you know, you've moved on and are doing other things and whatnot, what's in it for you to try to keep this alive from your perspective?
So it's there's nothing really in it for me. I feel responsible because I'm the last treasurer. And so I'm there. I'm the last person that's connected to it. A lot of what I kind of did and ran on kind of precipitated this. And so I feel responsible. And so I figure if I make a mess, it's up to me to kind of start the ball rolling to get the mess fixed.
Elijah French, hopefully, I know it's been a kind of a bumpy road since you left the treasurer's office for you. We don't need to get into that, but hopefully this problem is solved and hopefully things are well for you and your family. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Will.
And before we wrap up this segment, we should tell you that since we taped our conversation with Elijah French this morning, we have had a chance to talk to Mayor John Pritchard about the allegations Elijah makes. You will hear that conversation in its entirety tomorrow night at 5 here on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. We will have sports and business news coming up on WGIL.